الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا نهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله غافر الذنوب جميعها إلا الشرك به. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى التابعين. We praise Almighty God, Allah, the one who created life and the one who takes life away, the one who guided us to where we are today. And no one can guide us to the righteous path except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank and praise Allah. And we ask Allah to forgive us our sins and misdeeds. And we ask Allah to guide us on the righteous path, inshaAllah. And we pray that Allah will shed His prayers and peace unto all of His prophets, from Ibrahim alayhi salam, going through all the prophets, including Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus, and the last of all prophets, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibadallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abiduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness and I announce that there is no deity except one, and that is the one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that His last messenger is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what happened in Colorado, Littleton, Colorado, is something that is significant, something that is very serious, and I'm referring to the two young men and more who amassed an arsenal of submachine guns and bombs, and they went in a school to kill on a rampage tens of their students that were identified to be killed, and some of their teachers. It is serious to me personally, and it should be serious to each and every one of us, because if it happened in Littleton, Colorado, don't ever think that it may escape you. Let me repeat this, because some of us might think that will not happen to us. The sad fact is that we are part of the total American society, and the sad part is that any distribution of statistics, normal distribution, tells us that we will be touched. Unfortunately, many thought that gayism and lesbianism will not come to the Muslim community, and today we hear about some Muslims who participate in this filthy activity, and they are not ashamed of it. For instance, we thought that narcotics will never come to the Muslim community because it happens to them, not to us. But I'm sorry to say, there are members of the community who participate in these activities. And that's why it is very serious to me, and it should be very serious to each and every one of you. They told us that, parents told me, it will never happen to me or my family. And you wake up one morning and you find that their kids are members of the gangs in the valley. And we say this because it is serious for America at large, and it is serious for the Muslim community in particular. So please, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, be careful. Don't discount what happened in Littleton, Colorado, because what happened on a small scale today might happen on a large scale not very long in the future. So I wanted to remind myself and you of some important facts that I hope you will listen to and apply to your life. The first important fact is choosing your partner in life. If you are not married yet, we strongly recommend that you get married. Don't ever listen to those who tell you, you're still young, you don't have enough money, you just graduated from college. Hurry up and get married and be responsible and start a family. That applies to males and applies to females. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reported to have said, من بلغ منكم الباءة فليتزوج. Those who can afford getting married, psychologically, emotionally, responsibility-wise, and money-wise, do so as soon as possible. And then, who do you choose as your partner? The partner that you will hold hand with as your joint venture in life, that will make a difference in the future. And I'm telling the young ladies and the young men and those who are not married, it is not how rich your partner is. It is not how beautiful your partner is. Because money comes and goes, and beauty, I guarantee you, goes every day as you get older. a manifestation for that, those of my age, look at your picture 20 years ago. If you love somebody spiritually, because of the way they look at things, because of the way they value things, because of the way they believe in Allah, because of the way they will take care of their family and their children, inshaAllah you will be successful. And there are parameters for that from the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the teachings of the Holy Quran. The best Muslim man that you want to choose for your daughter or you want to choose for yourself as a young lady, Al-Qawi Al-Amin, the strong and the trustworthy. The grandson of the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Al-Imam Al-Hasan ibn Ali, I had a daughter, who do you recommend that I marry her? I choose a husband for. What character that husband should be? Imam Al-Hasan ibn Ali said, زوجها ممن يتقي الله فإن أحبها أكرمها وإن أبغضها لم يظلمها. And the meaning is, marry her to a man who heeds and loves Allah. So if there is love that continues on between them, he will be fair to her. But if things don't work out, he also will be fair to her and he will be generous to her. That is the quality of the man, a man who is strong, who can build, who can work harder, who can provide more and more to his household so he can develop his household economically, financially, emotionally and spiritually. The young lady, yes, beauty is something relative. And beauty goes away. It doesn't stay. But the best wife that you should choose is the wife that is going to have your children and take care of your children. Let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, Islam, I am an old man. And I have raised kids. And had it not been for my dedicated wife, my children would not have been educated. My children would have not been able to read the Quran. My children would have not been able to speak the mother tongue, and that's why they called it the mother tongue. And the quality of the Muslim woman is not how rich she is, but how well raised she is. How much she loves Allah. How much she is educated in Islam. How much she is committed to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And if you want to know the value of your daughter, look in her family. Some brothers say, but maybe her family is non-Muslim. Look at the values of her family. What is right and what's wrong. But Islam is not just a tag that you put to yourself. It is values. It what is wrong and what's right. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا مَتَاعَ وَخَيْرُ مَتَاعِ الدُّنْيَا الْمَرْأَةُ الصَّالِحَةُ. That this life is for pleasure, for fun. But the best of all pleasures, the best of all fun is a pious Muslim dedicated believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second point I want to make, we need to commit ourselves to be honest in what we do and what we say. If we say something, if we preach something, we need to do exactly what we preach. The Quran asks those hypocrites. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لم تقولون ما لا تفعلون؟ كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. All who believe, why do you say something and you do something else? It is the worst in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I say this because if you in your household as a father or as a mother want your children to be good Muslims and better than you are, you have to be honest with them and with the outside world. If you ask them to lie, if you teach them to lie, if you ask them to pray while you are not praying, if you ask them to work hard while you are not working hard, if you ask them to be good to their sisters while you are not good to your wife, if you ask them to be good to their brothers while she is not good to her husband, that is hypocrisy. And it all starts at home. You cannot go out and criticize your neighbor before you look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I an honest person? Saying something and following it, believing in something and following it. And these are two important factors that will impact the children as they grow up. We need to start training our children at a young age. We need to teach them the Quran, we need to teach them how to pray, we need to teach them how to do fasting. Because if they don't, I promise you, they will be lost. And I have had the experience, and Allah is my witness, of parents discovering one day that their young man or young woman are today 14 or 16 years of age, and they come to the masjid dragging their kids, and they go to the imam and say, fix our children. We tell him, it's not a television set. It's not a laptop computer we're going to fix. It is a human being that you have to start working on because you are responsible for from the age of zero. When the child is born, you make adhan in the right ear and iqama in the left ear, hoping that he will start his life with adhan and end it with the iqama for Salatul Janazah. So brothers and sisters, don't ever think that, you know, the kids are going to be growing on their own. It doesn't work this way. Take care of your children. Invest your time and effort in your children before you invest your money. You cannot buy education for your children. You cannot buy moral and ethical values for your children. Invest your time for your children. And I urge the sisters in the back to please take care of your children and teach your children. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to ask all the spouses, husbands and wives, to please be good to each other, be kind to each other, be good to your husband, be good to your wife, because if you are, your children will enjoy the happiness of the household. If you shout in your home, if you are not fair to your wife, if you are not fair to your husband, if you cheat on each other, even the slightest cheating, your kids will never forget it, and you will be amazed. It is your responsibility to provide that tranquility and happiness in your household. Please teach your children their mother tongue, especially the Islamic language. And I have a feeling that many of us don't know them. I think there is a universal Islamic language which is understood by every Muslim in the world. If you go to China and you don't know Chinese, you say Assalamu alaikum, everybody will understand you. If you say Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel, you will understand you. Say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They will understand you. And so on and so forth. So please make it an effort, especially in America, where we are raising our kids as minorities, to please teach them the universal Islamic language. Teach your children to pray at the youngest age possible. And better yet, when the time of prayers comes, ask your child to stand up and make the iqamah. And if you want to teach your family to work as a team, do jama'ah prayers. You don't stand up and pray by yourself, and then your wife stands up and prays by herself, and then you ask the kids to pray by themselves. Get the whole family behind you to pray jama'ah. And if you can, let your child become the leader of the jama'ah. Then they can learn how to do jama'ah. Then they can learn how to do iqamat as-salah, and so on and so forth. Because if you do, that is the investment that will pay off, inshaAllah, later on, as they become young men and young women. And then, insist on the Muslim identity. And I remember some episodes that I want to share with you. On the language front, I remember when we came to America in 1968, we had our first kids in 1970. Our friends who lived here for a long time gave us an advice. They said, oh, don't confuse your children. I said, why? Well, if you want to your children to be good, let them learn English from the beginning and forget about the language. And we didn't buy this. It didn't jive. So we made a rule in our house, and that, and I'm saying that to the sisters, because you are the ones who are going to apply that rule. That the Quranic language is the language of our house. And the most difficult thing when you raise your kids, I don't care where you come from Pakistan it's Urdu, from India it can be Hindi or Punjabi, from Black America it can be the language of African America, and it can be the language of America, the language of love in Islam. The kids will respond to you in English. So it is your duty to be patient, to insist that they respond to you in the mother tongue. And it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort. And you know something? It worked. And we say, Alhamdulillah for it. It worked. And at the age of 7 or 8, it became very natural for the children to speak 2 languages. And to reinforce this, we strongly recommend that you send your kids back home to the Muslim countries at a young age. And I remember we used to tell the parents back home, don't tamper them. Take him to the villages, take him to the poor people, let them develop a feeling for the poor and the needy. And let them buy gifts to give it to the poor and the needy. Because if your children grow up in America, the land of everything, in vast quantities, knowing the value of these things, inshaAllah, they will never shoot a gun, but they will go out and help the poor. They will go out and build a mosque. They will go out and hold the hand of a needy person that will need help. That is on the language. But on the identity, everywhere we went in America, and we changed cities so much living in America, and we traveled quite a bit in America, we made it a standard operating procedure. Standard operating procedure. And we taught our kids, the minute we land in a new city, pick up the telephone directory. Please do that to your kids. And the first thing you look at is the Islamic center of this city. And if you cannot find one, look under Khan, or look under Muhammad, or look under Abdul, and call, As-salamu alaykum. We just arrived from Los Angeles, would like to meet the Muslim community. This is how you get your kids to know that they belong to a certain identity and they are proud of it, they are not ashamed of it. And then some brothers say, I want my kids to be pure. So we ask them, how do you make your kids pure? Say, well, by not taking them anywhere, by letting them stay at home. And when they stay at home, they don't have to go to Islamic centers. I can let them learn Islam 100%. And I tell them, you are wrong 100%. When you take your child to the Islamic school on Sunday, it is not for them to memorize the Quran. It is not for them to memorize the Hadith. And the most important thing for taking your children to the Islamic center on Sunday is that they feel that they are members of the Jama'ah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reported to have said, مَنْ فَارَقَ الْجَمَاعَةَ شِبْرًا فَقَدَ خَلَعَ رِبْقَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ مِنْ عُنُقِهِ. If you separate from the Jama'ah that much, the identity of Islam is taken away from you. So please, make it a point that no appointments on Sunday until your kids get married, then you do what you have done to them. No appointments on Sunday. No other appointment but the appointment to the Islamic Center. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أدعو الله يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم. اللهم اشفعنا. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله غافر الذنوب جميعها إلا الشرك به. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى التابعين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I pray that we will listen carefully to what's being said and that we will be following it and that I will be the first to follow, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, week after next, I will be continuing some of the experiences we have. Our goal is very simple. Our goal is to make a present to America, a gift to America. That gift is the new generation of Muslim Americans. Muslim Americans of high moral and ethical values. Muslim Americans who have a good heart for the poor and the needy. Muslim Americans who are excellent in everything they do. Muslim Americans who, inshallah, will be qualified to lead America to a better future. That is our goal. Our goal, inshallah, is at the age of 16. And we had the experience. When your child gets to the age of 16, he or she will tell you, Dad, I want to get a driver's license. You will never be afraid. You will never be scared that your kid will take the car and go and do things until middle of the night or late in the night. But you will see, you will be so sure that when you give the key and the driver's license with the left hand, your son or your daughter will be carrying the Quran with the right hand, going from one Muslim community to another, to show people the real meaning of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. InshaAllah, Rabbil Alameen. And today, I see a lot of graduates from USC, who inshaAllah will be on the road to taking over the leadership, the responsibility in this world. We make a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they will be attaining success. That they will be the ones who will be leading the world to a better future. And most importantly, the ones who will establish La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in this world. اللهم إني داع فقولوا آمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك أنت سميع مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. Almighty God, we pray that you will guide us all on the righteous path, that you will make the Holy Quran the wisdom of our minds, حكمة أمخاخنا وطلاقة لساننا وراحة قلوبنا وضياء طريقنا. The wisdom of our minds and the articulacy of our tongue and the comfort of our hearts and the light by which you enlighten us on the righteous path. Almighty God, we pray that you will show us what's right as right and proper and give us the dedication to follow it, and what's wrong as wrong and improper and give us the determination of avoiding it. Almighty God, we pray that you will give us the best gift in this life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And those who say, Ya Allah, give us the best gift in this life, and that is spouses, husbands and wives, and offsprings, children and grandchildren, that will be the pleasure of our hearts and eyes to see and enjoy, and the best achievers for your cause. Almighty God, we pray that you will give speedy recovery to all the brothers and sisters who are not feeling well, and my dear brother who is not my flesh brother, but my dear leader who is doing an operation, has done an operation 2 days ago, an open heart surgery, in speedy recovery, and bring it back to the member, inshallah, to give us the khutbah and lead us in the prayers. Almighty God, we pray that you bring happiness to the sad and sustenance to the poor, and that you will take away oppression from everyone, and that you will bring back the brothers and sisters in Kosovo to their homes safe and sound, and that you will protect their families, and that you will restore patience and peace at heart of all the brothers and sisters, especially the sisters who have been harassed, who have been raped, who have been violated. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Almighty God, we pray that you will give speedy recovery to the ill, and victory to those who are striving for your cause, and that will accept those who died before us in paradise. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya' minhum wal amwat innaka anta samii'un mujibud da'awat. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkurullaha yadhkurkum wastaghfiruhu yaghfir lakum. Aqimus salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا. Stand up in straight lines. Don't leave gaps among your ranks. استووا. اللهم احسن وقوفنا على تقسيمها اللهم اجعل
الله اكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الحميم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى إن إلى ربك الرجعى أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى أرأيت إن كذب وتولى ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى الله أكبر والله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر صلوات الله عليه السلام السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي.